get comfy. And we'll explore this project a little bit. Let go of the circles for a moment that you just made on your sheet. Put it down, Marion. She's using it as a blankie. You can take it. You can take it with you. Isn't it kind of amazing how many circles we do have? We don't kind of think of it all in one filing system. We tend to be segmented in different areas of our life. So snuggle in, take some deep breaths. And if someone falls asleep next to you, just know that you'll be nudged. If you hear snoring, just nudge somebody toward the foot so that they don't miss this. And we're going to explore this project. It's an experiment, really. And it's not about getting it right, or it's not about doing A++ work on this project. It's about exploring a part of yourself and learning how to put together a plan that you can have a way to follow through on. So this experiment, this project, is learning about yourself, doing an inquiry, and learning how to put together a plan that you can follow through on. I want to take the edge off by saying you do not have to implement this project by the end of this session. You do not have to go out into the world and actually do it. But a lot of the time, people kind of get on fire about it, and they do. But that's not the whole point of it. I want you to be able to have the tools so that maybe next year you'll think of a different plan, and you'll follow these instructions in your manual, and you'll follow through, you'll write it up, and then you're able to present it if you want as a workshop or a series of classes. So the project is about gaining the skills to be able to create a plan and to follow through if you choose to. You're going to design a 4-week series of 1 hour or 1.5 hour yoga classes, which you can teach in a workplace or a yoga studio, a fitness center, an office space, an evening community school program, or other venue. The other venue piece is, it might be one of these circles. I mean, one thing I could see myself doing just as a fun experiment is put up a sign in the woods for the dog walkers and do some shoulder stretches from all the pulling on their shoulders from leashes and tell them to meet me at, you know, Tuesday morning down at the pond beach, and we'll do 1/2 hour of shoulder stretches. So that could be an experiment. How do you do that and then follow through and put the word out? Consider for a moment all the circles that you put down. Could be your family, could be people you work with, or a group of people that you're very interested in. Might be seniors or children, or people that are dealing with some challenge in life. And just let this be for you. You don't have to make a decision right this moment. You might decide to address a therapeutic issue or something that interests you that's fun. You're going to come up with a title for this. You're going to do a little research on it, maybe in books from the library or Google or talk to people. You're going to come up with three learning objectives. Something that you want your students, if they take a yoga class or a workshop with you, that you want them to understand. It could be understand how yoga would help them with stress, or learn five postures that they can do at home, or learn to breathe deeper. It can be as simple as that. You want to be able to define your target population, and you want to be able to define the benefits that yoga will bring them. Breathe and relax your whole body, and especially relax your mind. The following questions might help you gain clarity. Think of your life and how yoga fits into your life. Consider for a moment what originally inspired you about yoga. What happened? Did you walk into a class, or did you have a friend that taught you some things about yoga? What did you experience? What yoga teachers have made an impact on you? What are some benefits you've experienced practicing yoga? What have you noticed? Some of the challenges? Do you have a particular dream that you thought you might someday be able to do with yoga? Could you perhaps begin to plan how you would do that if it were possible today? Is there anything that you may have wished for or dreamt that you or even someone else would someday do with yoga? Is there a workshop you wish you could go to and nobody's offering it? Is there any group of people you're interested in potentially working with? Even if you don't work with that group right now, you could use this chance to plan how you would reach out and create a connection. How do you imagine a practice of yoga? Any aspect, asana, breathing, meditation, relaxation. How do you imagine it might be of service in your community? If at this very moment you're not feeling particularly inspired, be okay with it. Rest with it. Don't get stuck on not being inspired. And then think about classes in yoga or breathing or meditation that you've experienced, that you've enjoyed. What possibilities can you imagine stepping into with yoga? Take a deep breath. 3 years from now, imagine yourself heading out to share your passion about yoga. Where are you going? Who's waiting for you? And what will you deliver? What do you leave your students with? Imagine for a moment that right this minute, you know enough to share with somebody else. Right this minute, you know enough to share with someone else. You don't have to act like an expert. You don't have to say you're an expert. You do know enough. I want to read you this poem called Enough by David White. It's in your manual on page 29. Enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to the life we've refused again and again until now. Enough. These few words are enough. And launching from that, these few ideas that you have are enough. If something came to you and you said, oh no, I definitely can't do that, then maybe you can do a smaller version of it. Something that feels reasonable enough to you. Take a deep breath. One more time, see yourself 3 years from now. You're heading out to share your passion about yoga. Where are you going? Who are you going to share it with? It doesn't have to be a huge group. It can be one other person. Yoga was always taught one-on-one until this class thing came along. One-on-one is a fine way to teach yoga. And now take a stretch and make your way over onto one side. And make your way to seated. And then make your way to a circle so we can see each other. Tracy.
Yes.
Or Therese, do either of you feel like being a scribe for someone if they volunteer? To write really fast, whatever they say.
Yeah. No. You need money more.
Right now.
That cool?
You gonna do it? What's that?
You said I'll keep my mind going.
Okay. Or you can both write.
Yeah, and I both pick up two different things.
Yeah, you never know.
Do you ever?
Yeah, use these.
Oh, okay.
Then you can just totally be creative.
Do you have another pen, please?
They're going to end
up. What color?
Oh, you do. Oh, thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Great.
I'm
Did anybody get any ideas come to you? Yeah. Cool.
The women at all of the daycare centers in town. And I had a few other ideas, but that one just really stopped.
It popped for you.
And I didn't think about it.
The women at all the daycare centers.
Yeah.
It just popped out for you. Neat. I love it. It's a great idea. So just be with it, right? You don't have to commit to it right now. But be with it. Yeah, great. Thank you. Who else got any ideas? Yeah.
Teenagers, especially those on athletic teams.
Oh, teenagers on athletic teams. Great. Yeah, a lot of stress, and they get very serious about the sport. Yeah. And do you have a way to connect with them? Like, could you find an avenue to connect with them?
My son's joining a travel soccer team. I thought that would be good because it's all boys.
Travel soccer team. Great. And you don't have to commit to it. It's just a bubble of creativity there. Great. Anybody else get an idea? Yeah.
Women in early recovery.
Women in early recovery. Don't they need it?
Yeah.
Just to learn to breathe, right? Just to be present. Yeah. Thank you. Great. Yeah.
Actually, teenagers struggling with addiction.
Teenagers struggling with addiction. Yeah. That's so powerful, right? Just to teach them some basic ways to be in their body and be mindful and breathe. Huge. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Every office environment.
Every office environment. Yes. Yes. So needed. Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking of all the little kids that I work with. They're all, you know, from poverty families and involved with DCF.
Yeah. Yoga for little kids. Yeah.
How with their moms?
Yeah. I think it's probably easier to get to the kids.
Yeah. Right. They're so open and ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to help them. Yeah, actually, I went to this Playmaker training, which is Life is Good, and we did, you know, it's all about play, and they had an article on Facebook the other day where somebody who's a public school teacher in New York City, she's doing yoga, and just, it was a story about how she helped this one child who just went into, you know, just trauma, and was freaking out during her classes, and she worked with her, and then it also helped her deal with something she was dealing with. It was really awesome.
It's great.
Yeah. Cool.
So cool. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody else? Yeah.
Yeah, yoga for stressed out hairdressers.
Oh, yeah. Because don't they hurt in the arms and standing and shoulders?
All this going on. And
yeah.
Basically,
hairdressers. Totally. And they're standing at one place all day long. So great.
My body's a wreck because of that.
Yeah, yeah, so great.
For old hairdressers, you know, not the young ones, the old ones.
You can pick and choose who you want to work with.
Choose, no, you have to be over 50 to cut me in my gloves.
Yeah, I totally get it. You can completely zero in on your audience, even though the young ones need it too.
Well, they can but you know, they're not
going
to leave, you know. Yoga.
My friend Megan and I did a workshop at Kripalu this spring, and we said you had to be, I think, 35 or over. She wanted to start with 50, but I was 49. So she said you'd get carded at the door. You had to be 35 or over, because there aren't that many special things for the older generation, so it was kind of fun to say, yeah, we want you older. That was neat. Who else got ideas?
People who don't get to connect with nature or the earth for either physical reasons or being imprisoned or...
Wow.
What? You said that again?
People that don't get to connect with nature or the earth for whether they have a physical, whether they're in a wheelchair and their feet are up on pedals and they can never ground into the earth, or whether they're in prison and they don't get outside.
Wow. I love that. Who else? Ideas. You don't have to commit to it. Yeah?
Children and young people suffering with anxiety and panic disorder.
Great. Good one. And there seems to be, like, even more.
It's like 40%?
40%. Wow.
40%?
Huge. And they're open and they're, like, not set in their ways. They're really ready to try anything. That's neat. Thank you. One more. Yeah, do
it. It's sort of the opposite of that. When you, what you were just saying, the people who are struggling to make a transition in their life,
because
we get stuck.
Yeah.
And I think yoga is just a really good way to help you find your inner peace so that you can decide how you
want. Right, right. Great. Love it. Can you start hearing almost the titles of these things? Even though they just brought them as ideas and topics. I could get a title from each one of those ideas. Does... show me a few hands of folks that would like to be worked with. You might get about half of your project done in the next half hour. if you've got an idea, give me I'll pick somebody that wants to sit next to me and work with this, and Tracy and Therese will be your scribes. They'll be your Patanjali, and we'll brainstorm with you and come up with some beginning of a project. Anybody willing and ready? So we got Colleen, yep. Don, and Marion. Four of you.
I'll wait.
You just took yourself out of the running?
No, I would do it, but if there's somebody else on, too, it's okay. I'm okay with that.
Let me hear your topics again.
You didn't hear mine yet.
No, I know. So tell me yours.
Well, mine is more about just people, like a lot of people, as their children, they're growing, their little child gets crushed down and stomped down, and they don't get to really explore that child. And all of a sudden, you know, you're an adult and that little child's still there, and he still wants to come out and play, but, you know, you don't get to, you know, so I think it's helpful for people to be able to let that child out, because that's what the imagination is, and that's how people can, you know, can actually see things that they can have in their life that they were probably afraid to have because they
were like connect with your inner child.
Yoga.
Or yoga to help you connect with your inner child for adults. Yeah. Got to be 17 or older.
Yeah, be 17 or older.
Can't come in there if you're six.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. So there's one. Colleen?
Oh, what I was thinking is that hairdressers not only get stressed from just physical stress, but we get emotional.
Yeah.
You do someone's hair,
yes,
and they hate it, and so you're kind of
let
down,
the stress,
and your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And you, not only that, but you get, I mean, customers. I mean, everybody works with the public.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's mentally and physically.
It is. It is.
So
yeah.
To do that, it would help relax and help, you know, more condition your body so you could, you know, deal with the physical.
Yeah.
Just will help. It's just, you know, to create a more well-being accept all this
great
junk that
I love it. I love it. Thank you. And Dawn?
Yoga for the young athlete.
Yeah.
But not just dealing physically, but breathing energetically, being able to do that breathing with a football and also kind of connecting inside so that despite the pressures from coaches or other people, or that they can kind of work from the inside out and being the best they can be.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's great.
On Thursdays I work with at home daycare. So I was thinking the whole web of women and sandwich. We all tend to get together. And I was thinking about incorporating a class for that and myself.
Yeah.
Because it's so stressful.
It is.
And it's nice when something happens in the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I can't pick. They're all so good. All right, whoever sits here first gets it. I can't pick. We got a burning one. Kills me up here. There's some on fire in this. I love it.
I'm on fire.
You're on fire. I love it. They were all so good. I just couldn't even pick one. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. How do you feel with these shoulders of being a hairdresser?
Like Quasimodo.
Oh. All right. So these two Patanjalis are going to write for you, and you're going to answer my questions.
All right.
And if anybody gets any cool ideas, just throw them out as part of brainstorming and being generous with Colleen, and also be willing that she'll just totally shoot some ideas down. She just doesn't want to go there. So it's just like, let's just be generous with her, and she might grab some things and maybe not. Okay? Great. And we're going to start with your title. What do you imagine would be a great title for this?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want them to come up with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm addressing. Curl your pain away.
curl your pain away.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
What did you say about that?
Yoga dress.
Or
cut your stress.
Oh,
yeah. Stress, curl your pain, and trim your waist.
You getting all this? Are you using pink on pink?
No, I'm using red on pink.
That's
pink.
It works.
Very important.
Yeah, it works.
What other titles can we come up with? Just off the top of your head.
Salon style yoga.
Great. I've got one. This is so basic. Yoga for hairdressers.
See, that's what I would have come up with. Yoga for hairdressers. Yoga for stylists.
And then I do a, what's that line below the title called?
Those underscore?
Under, Subtitle. Thank you. Subtitle. Underscore. Subtitle would be something like release your shoulders and reduce your stress. Because I would guess their shoulders would be the most intense thing talking to them. Or some sort of subtitle. Release your neck and shoulders and reduce your stress would be the subtitle. Okay. So we've got some ideas and they're writing them down for you. And you might come up with something totally different later. All right? Your sources, how are you going to check this out? Are you going to talk to a few hairdressers maybe?
I'm going to go into the salon I worked at and put a little thing in the back room.
But first you want to ask them some stuff. Like, do you imagine yoga could help you, stretching your shoulders, helping you with your back? Are there any problems that you could imagine I could help you with this training I'm taking? You want to engage them. See where I'm going with this? Mm-hmm. So if actually some folks help you create the class, they're quite committed to it already because it was their idea or they gave you some ideas or you had a conversation with them. So I'd do a little research like that, mm-hmm. talk to a few of your friends. There's one. Are there any more in here? Any more? Cutters? Snippers? Stylers? Colors? No? Okay. What do you want them to learn when you're done? Would you do it as a workshop or 4 weeks in a row? Would you do it one afternoon workshop or an evening or...
I think I would start off with a workshop.
Okay.
Just to get them...
Just to get them just interested.
To see how they feel and see what's up with them.
Great. So sort of a research workshop. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So you're going for a workshop, and what do you want them to walk away with?
I want them to walk away with more confidence.
More confidence
in themselves, and knowing that they don't have to spend the next 40 years in pain.
Mm.
They
Great.
Can reduce pain.
Great. Reduce pain and increase confidence. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to do that? Like, what are you going to tell them or show them?
Well, I think I'll find some poses that are relaxing to mm-hmm. the hairdresser. That's not stressing mm-hmm. out on your wrists and your shoulders and
yep.
and just do slight movements, more like a restorative yoga.
A restorative yoga.
Well, just to
sweet.
Just to get them in, so it's not, because people think of yoga and they think of like the young kids with the yoga and it's like, but there's more to it mm-hmm. than as we know than
great,
just that.
Great.
So just ease them into
it. So you're going to show them some restorative poses mm-hmm. and some things that are going to be easy for them. Great.
Something nice and gentle.
Love it. So
gentle yoga.
Even in the making of your flyer, these are the words: mm-hmm. confidence, restorative, gentle. Show you some poses that you can do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Backroom poses.
Great. So the first thing that comes to my mind that you have to teach them is this shoulder opener, right? Where you just sort of a wall dog. Mm-hmm. Where you just put the hands on some wall or a doorway and stretch through. Ooh. That's easy. They can just walk into the back room and do that. The target population is? You want to put an age here?
No, not really.
No?
I was just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Well, most hairdressers are, you know, they don't last up to their, you know, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
They're more like 29, 40.
And then their limbs burn
and
out.
And then we're done.
Wow. Okay.
This is to keep that going so you can last forever.
So maybe the target population is hairdressers who would like to last a long time.
Last a lifetime.
Last a lifetime in your profession.
Last a lifetime standing.
Yeah.
Do not stand alone.
Please.
Teach them mountain pose.
Mountain pose.
What are the problems they would be experiencing? And you've already said it, but let's list the problems.
Well, the problems could be your wrists. Carpal tunnel.
And most
hairdressers end up with surgery after a certain while. Knees.
Wrists and knees.
And your neck, basically. Your neck and your shoulders.
Wow. Okay. So I mean, repetitive strain, chronic pain.
Repetitive, yeah.
Okay, so you want to address that upper back.
Upper back.
Yeah. Yeah. So you may even put, are you experiencing repetitive strain? Do you have chronic pain from the way that you work? This will help
because
you.
This is what we do.
Yeah. Got it. It's great. Where do you imagine you could give this class?
Right in the salon.
Right there.
Yep, basically, yep. Throw the mats out and
great.
Plenty of wall space, plenty of chairs. You can do chair yoga right there. There's a lot of chairs.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Plenty of chairs.
And standing.
Standing.
And I would just teach them maybe the first time 5 standing postures. Mm-hmm. Right, like this one. Wow, that just feels good on the upper back and the neck. So that's yoga mudra arms, and you could use a strap or something so that they're not needing to reach their fingers. But that really rings that out too. So
towels.
So how to use the salon stuff for props? So you got chairs there already. Towels.
That towel is really
it's great. It's great.
For the upper back too.
Yep.
What's that?
The cat cow.
And if you did restorative at the end, you could wrap up those little towels and put them over their eyes. Sweet.
What about feet up the wall?
Feet up the wall or feet up on their chair.
Feet up on the chair.
Right? Mm-hmm. They may not have any wall space in a lot of salons because they've got
mirrors.
Products everywhere.
And mirrors.
Mirrors and products.
Eagle arms would be really great for your shoulders and then
eagle
you get your wrists kind of.
Yeah. And using the breath and then eagle arms twist and then inhale. Yeah.
Forward fold.
How would you get the word out to them?
Flyers.
Flyers? Is there like a Facebook page for hairdressers on Cape Cod? There might be a hairdresser association.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No? Might need to start one.
Might need to, yeah.
There wasn't a yoga association that I wanted.
So I
had to start one. So you might want, you know, like you could even conceive of something like hairdressers that want to live a healthy, vital life and start a group on Facebook or some newsletter that you send them information. I bet a lot of people would be interested. Mm-hmm. But now we're giving you way too much work.
Way too much work.
Yeah. why would you have any credibility with this crowd? What's your bio?
I've been a hairdresser for 40 years.
Okay, there it is. You got some credibility. Hairdresser for 40 years.
And I can feel the pain.
Yeah. Hairdresser for 40 years. Certified yoga teacher. And I can feel the pain and I know how yoga has helped me. Just 3 simple lines, mm-hmm. Right? So there's your bio. It's done. What do you need them to bring? I don't think you need them to bring anything because the salon has what you need there. And you have the space. And when you start out, I'm going to back up again. I'm on page 228, by the way. I'm just kind of hopping around this in your manual. You're going to start with a short workshop, and how will you familiarize the people that show up for this workshop? What are you going to tell them about first?
Well, how much better yoga can make you feel.
So I feel better doing yoga. I've been a hairdresser for 40 years. I can feel it in my joints, and yoga's made me feel better. Yeah. So there it is. They're writing your project for you, by the way. What might you use as a meditation or a guided imagery? You don't have to use one of ours, but you could.
They sit down in a chair, relax, just do it as basically a self-guided meditation with relax almost every part of their body for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe, and that'll just get them to...
Body scan.
Yep. Great.
You can do it sitting in
the
chair.
Or even a progressive relaxation. Mm-hmm. Tighten, relax. Mm-hmm. Tighten, take a deep breath. Exhale, relax. Bring your shoulders up to your ears. Mm-hmm. Tighten them. Take a deep breath. Exhale, relax, let them go.
Yes.
Yeah. And even just the gathering in a salon without having a class on, this is the new style you got to bring forth, or this is the new color product that we're going to use, but a relaxing, lovely thing, like scan your body.
Well, I think it'll just
be
nice.
Yeah. It'll be really nice. And what kind of breathing practice could you teach them?
Basically, probably start from the beginning. Start with the deep Dirgha breath.
Dirgha breath.
And then start with it.
Just that. It's just a one workshop.
Something they can breathe when they're standing at the chair.
You won't call it Dirgha breath. You'll just say, we're going to do a great big deep breath.
Deep breathing.
What kind of warm-ups could you do with them? Anybody can pop things out.
Some sun salutations.
Get it out. Get it out.
Do the twists.
Yeah, they need to twist their back.
Warm ups.
Mm-hmm. Shoulder rolls.
Shoulder rolls. Yep.
I would totally start up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and neck. Just gliding the neck back and forth.
The neck up.
Yep.
Neck.
The one where you pull your shoulders up.
Yep. Inhale and drop them. Inhale.
Breath of joy.
And drop them.
Breath of joy.
Breath of joy.
They can do that.
Oh my goodness. And I would open the windows before you did any of that, because sometimes the coloring or the chemicals that are in there, you want some fresh air. Even if it's cold out, just a little breeze of fresh air.
Oh, this sounds so much fun.
I want to come. And then some postures. What are we already went through it, but just a few more postures from people that you think that would be really good for
warrior.
A seated twist. You could sit in a chair and just in your in your own station, right? Yeah. And just sit and twist. And three deep breaths in that twist.
Yeah. I would do something that would be a goddess or
whatever.
Goddess.
Star.
Yeah.
How about like a wide leg, forward fold with that?
Yeah. Oh, so good. So you wouldn't even need mats.
No.
Some of the things
that... It's kind
of
hairy in there on the floor.
Yeah.
You don't want to go down to that floor. Nobody.
Yeah. Nobody. So standing and seated chairs. And you could do your shavasana, your relaxation, at the end in the chair. Mm-hmm. And you could give them intention, like, tomorrow you're going to wake up feeling more confident just by breathing. Just being present in your body and breathing and feeling strong on your feet. So send them with an intention at the end. I love it.
Me too. I'm excited.
Now that we've talked about this, do other people have ideas for Colleen? It's always easier to come up with ideas for somebody else. It's just, you be receiving now. Any thoughts? Even if I haven't asked questions, it doesn't have to be exactly guided by this.
Bringing it to the hairdressing schools so that you're catching students
before. That's a good idea. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Bringing it to hairdressing schools.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm getting that? Yeah.
So I've run out of paper. Can I?
I learned this in Linda's chair the other class. She does a lot of wrist circles and figure eights. And she just takes it up and does the clean wave. Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of stuff to work the wrists around. Real. I mean, it's so important for what you do. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And shaking every joint.
Yeah, or just shake it out. But I thought doing that on each side, you know, just sort of figure eights from down at your side all the way up until you're up here and just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this stuff. And you can do that on a wall too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else?
Oh, I do this a lot, massaging through here.
Acupressure points. So massage. You could bring hand cream in, right? And I just brought mine in tonight. I thought if we had time, we'd do a hand massage. Right behind you, Crystal, is a yellow hand cream.
With the wax.
Yeah. Can you pass it to us? So this is what I do with them. You want some? You're not allergic to anything? Maybe.
Good.
We'll see.
Watch it. But never mind.
Fly out like ketchup.
Put the cover on and go. That's what I do with the gel.
Yeah.
Pass it around if anybody wants some. So you could even start with a mindful take care of your hands meditation. Right? And get, this is what you started, Crystal.
Yeah.
And then get the acupressure points and get in between the webbing and the joints and massage every finger and take care of your hands because these hands are taking care of people all day long. So you could do a meditation like that.
Ooh.
Isn't this a yummy one? I love the smell of this.
It's like coconut.
Yeah. And
chocolate,
yeah. But I don't think it is. I'm not sure what's in it. I just buy it by my sniffer. I like open stuff up in the store. This is what you're not supposed to do. Any other ideas? One more idea for Colleen. Yoga for hairdressers.
No, more stuff for the knees.
Knees, because you know those knees are achy and hips. Yeah. Feet. Oh my goodness, those poor feet. Standing and flexing your feet, so you could even do a balance pose. And oh, let's have everybody stand in crane. This is the new hairdresser revival pose. So shift all your weight to your left leg and then just roll your right toes, roll into them, and then roll them under if you can. So just getting their shoes off, because I think a lot of people wear really nice shoes and beautiful shoes, but they're not good for their feet, right? So roll the toes under. And if there's no mats available, you can all be standing on a towel, right? Each person can have a little face towel or something. Yep, bring tennis balls. Remember the tennis balls?
Yeah.
And they're like, what, 25 of them for $20 at Kmart in the big bag, so totally worth it. So you've got your toe rolled out, and then I would start with ease on shoulders. So let them have their hands together, right? And then send your right knee out and roll the ankle around. And go the other way. And then flex, point, like Dawn was saying, just getting them to do movements, but they're also learning to shift and find balance. Maybe. And then try the other side. And maybe on the other side they could stretch way up and then send their wings out while they're doing all, it's kind of like rubbing your belly and patting your head. So you get them laughing a little bit, right?
I don't know.
You got an idea?
Like if you do core poses to tighten your core and that release stress on your back. Right?
Yes. So strengthening the core is going to relieve the lower back. Huge. Right? So what pose would strengthen the core? The planks. They're not going down to the floor though. They could do a wall plank.
What about a wall plank? So they could even do wall push-ups. I don't have the room here. But again, I don't think a salon would have much wall space.
But they could do a chair push-up.
They're mostly glass and shelves.
Yeah.
Mirrors.
Nice one. So see how we're just making this up?
The chair pose.
Because a lot of us know a lot of stuff about yoga already. So you got a beginning here? I think they've written your whole project for you. Come back down to seated. Thank you so much, Colleen.
Thank you.
Okay, we have, let's take 5 minutes to talk with a group of 3 or 4 people. Just gather around a few people. And each of you take about a minute and, you know, a few seconds just to talk about what's come to you for beginnings of an idea. Okay? So 3 or 4 people. Get yourself in a group.
Do you want this or do you want me to give it to her?
Oh, give it to her, yeah. You guys really went for the nice. That's awesome. I forgot about Patanjali over there.
So now it's on.